תפילת החברים. בורא, עזור לנו, עזור לנו עכשיו, הרחק את ליבנו מכל דבר.
Prayer of friends, Creator, help us now, direct our hearts away from everything but connection. Help us remember the great good that flows to the friends when we think of them and act for their fulfillment, and the harm when we forget them. May our demand for unity invite all the needed corrections that stand before us to bring us closer to you. Now, during the lesson, Amen.
צריך האדם.
Again, excerpt 15. One should awaken one's heart precisely to teshuvah, repentance, to submit oneself to his Creator and take upon himself the burden of his kingship with great love. By this, the love of the Creator, the love of the Upper One, awakens on him. As was said, from afar the Lord appeared to me. This is so on Rosh Hashanah, Hebrew New Year, when the Upper One is far from Israel because of the sentencing, and man is far because of the separation. However, one cannot handle this himself during the days of the sentencing, but only among the whole of Israel, when one includes oneself in the collective, since this matter is a merit for Israel, that they are seen before him in a collective, and he loves them with everlasting love and extends grace upon them. However, a person alone who does not include himself in all of Israel is not imparted from above, from the love of the collective. The writing says about this, love your neighbor as yourself. Truly, for the love of Israel pours from the abundance of the love of the Creator for Israel, especially during the days of judgment and sentencing. If one does not include oneself in the whole of Israel, he could be in danger, God forbid. The Shunamit said about this, I dwell among my own people. And the book of Zohar explains that that day was Rosh Hashanah. This means that during these days we can enter and we can be kept from all of the separation, all of the forces, separating forces that act on us, the evil inclination of each and every one of us. And we don't have anything else to do other than to be as one bundle. And so we start our progress our inclination towards correction, and all of the corrections we can count and weigh only based on the connection, on the measure of connection between us, as one man and one heart. To repeat, to return to the very form of
вот через нашу вот эту сердечную внутреннюю связь в десятке, когда я так чувствую
того, through this internal heartfelt emotional connection in the ten, where we feel the friends, we return to the form of Adam Rishon.
So what's the question, Vlad?
But how? How does it happen? On one hand, I love the friends and I try to bestow to them and they try to act the same way towards me.
Adam Rishon, it's simple. Let's say we're 10. If we can reach a state where we are connected in our desires, in our hearts, in our thoughts, to be truly like one body, each one feels the other, each one cares about the other, each one is for the other. We are, as Baal Salam explains, we are in one boat and we all feel that our advancement, our salvation, it's because we feel this boat as the general vessel of ours, and where each and everyone needs to ensure that they fulfill their role and save the friends. And in this way, we're connected together. We are under the power of the Arvut, and the Creator then fills our vessel, fills our deficiency, our yearning to be in Arvut. And in this way we advance more and more until we feel we are truly connected. And this connection doesn't go through our intellect, through calculation, but rather it happens like in a single body. The organs feel one another, and each organ works for the benefit of the others without making any calculations. Who am I? What am I? But rather instinctively. And this happens to us through the Creator. We are connected with one another, and we don't even feel that this is yours or mine or his, but rather we all feel ourselves as a single bundle. And to the extent that we connect, and there are 125 degrees in the connection between us, to that extent we feel the general force that is working in us and is called our Creator.
USA Northwest.
Дорогой Рав, вы практически ответили на мой вопрос.
Dear Rav,
но все равно я хочу спросить, кто кого судит?
You answered my question as you answered Vlad's question, but still I want to ask, in the 10, we want to clarify how much we are together and what separates us.
Each one judges himself to what extent he is included in the general connection of the 10 and is in it as a guarantor for everyone else. For everyone else, he sees that everyone is in a good, beautiful connection, and only he is responsible for the whole 10 to be in harmony. There is one man in one heart. Just like the organs in a healthy body, where each and every organ, as Baal Sulam says in Rabash, each and every organ feels the extent to which it needs to be incorporated in the others, helping the others, supporting the others, and working for the others. That's how what we need to feel in our 10. Not using pretty words, although we need those as well for the time being, but truly in our inner efforts. I feel that the friends and myself are in a single machine who's working in a perfect integral manner.
Rav, this
What is this repentance actually, this process of repentance in the tent to awaken the heart? Can you go deeper into this? What is this process in our tent? Repentance.
Come up with, for the time being, with a certain formula for the connection of ours, for common work that will reveal to us the concept of the Creator. The Creator does not exist, but rather our correct mutual connection between us, out of the dispersion, the conflict, when we complete one another, then we come to the concept of the Creator. Naturally, this force, this single force exists, but from the point of view of the created being, when we come to it, it turns out that we build him, we make him, we truly establish him out of the pieces that are the separate pieces, the opposite pieces, where what belongs to us, what is up to us, is how can we connect specifically those forces, those qualities, what we call parts, opposing parts, so that they work in harmony between them. This harmony that's revealed, it reveals love, the connection. Only we can establish through our efforts. And this makes the Creator happy. Because it turns out that here we can do certain things that he himself cannot, because he does not have a deficiency. And when we make the connection between us out of all the deficiencies, the lack of our connection, then by that, we highlight the quality. We seemingly show everyone how great the Creator is, how complex, how special he is. And we, as created beings, can actually show it, whereas he himself cannot. When we are incorporated of these foreign qualities, opposing qualities, willing to kill one another, destroy one another, and we manage to actually connect these qualities between them in such a way that, yes, love will cover all transgressions. And this way we build this love in such a way that even the Creator cannot do it. Only we can do it, because we are included of the evil inclination, and we can turn it to the good, to beauty. Because each and everything is capable. Who's less? Whereas our connection in the ten is about being one bundle, one unity, one connection, where each one is different from the others, that comes to us from the Creator, from nature. But we wish to connect in such a way that everyone, all of us connect relative to the center of the ten. There isn't a great one and a small one. Rather, we're all in the ten equally. And then with this form of equality that comes through mutual care and concern, that our boat would not capsize through all kinds of blows and disturbances the Creator is sending, then by taking care of the general boat, we come to the bundle, and that's how we save ourselves from all kinds of bad forces that come to us from the Creator in order to obligate us to arrange ourselves. And this way the connection between us is revealed and the Creator is within it.
Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, usted nos podría explicar mejor esa parte.
Good day, Rab.
El creador está alejado por el juicio.
Can you explain the part where the creator distances because of the judgment and the person is distanced because of the separation? Yeah, that's how we feel the forces that operate on us. We understand that all of it was done to our benefit, so we would overcome it. More and more, we see these disturbances like waves in the ocean, and we need to arrange ourselves better inside our boat, inside our group. And by that, we will overcome
לחיבור פנימי שלנו עד כדי שנגיע לתיקון השלם.
Qual è la richiesta che devo fare alla decina per l'avanzamento generale e percepire, sentire la rivelazione del Rosh Hashanah?
להיות יותר צמודים זה לזה בנטייה שלנו לחיבור, לאיחוד, להשפעה הדדית, שלמרות כל ההפרעות, שמצד אחד זה נקרא, ימים האלה נקרא ימי דין, שאנחנו מרגישים כאן כל מיני הפרעות גדולות, לכל אחד ולכולם יחד, דווקא ולעולם עצמו גם כן, תראו מה שקורה בעולם. ומצד אחד, ומצד שני, אנחנו צריכים להבין שרק על ידי חיבור בינינו, אנחנו יכולים לייצב את עצמנו, את כל הסירה הגדולה הזאת, שזה כמו תיבת נוח שנמצאת בים, הסוער, ואנחנו יכולים לייצב את עצמנו, וכל העולם ירגיש את עצמו שהים נרגע, ואנחנו יכולים לצאת ליבשה ולהתחיל לבנות חיים נכונים, טובים בינינו, בחיבור בינינו כעם אחד, אגודה אחת, אנושות אחת, וזה יקרה בקרוב. פיתי 35.
תודה רבה רב. כתוב פה בקטע כי אהבת ישראל מושפע משפע אהבת המקום לישראל. מה זה אהבת המקום לישראל?
שהבורא הוא הכל נעשה באהבה, כי השם שלו זה אהבה, ופעולה שלו הכללית היא כלפינו תמיד אהבה, אומנם שהיא מתלבשת בכל מיני צורות, לא בדיוק כאהבה שאנחנו מרגישים, זה כדי לחנך אותנו, כדי לסדר אותנו, שאנחנו נהיה מתאימים להשפעתו. אבל השם שאנחנו מגלים בסופו של דבר של הבורא זה אהבה. אהבה זאת אומרת השפעה ללא גבול, מצד הבורא לנבראים, שמתגלה לפי השתוות הצורה מצד הנבראים כלפי הבורא.
והחיבור הזה הוא נגמר בזיווג השלם בין הנבראים והבורא. אינטרנט.
שלום רב, גונטר ממק 15 שואל, מה זה אומר שהעליון רחוק מישראל מצד המשפט? מהם הדינים, מהם ימי הדין והמשפט?
כל הדינים, משפטים, זה כל התכונות שלנו שהבורא בכוונה מעורר בנו, שהם הפוכות מהתכונה שלו, חיבור ואהבה, כדי שאנחנו נראה עד כמה שאנחנו צריכים להשתנות, כדי להתקרב.
So you'll see how much we have to effort in order to feel him, understand him, connect with him, etc.
Francis, מיקה ביוטיישה שואל, מהו המשפט? נראה שזה מרחיק בין ישראל.
זה ודאי שמרחיק בין בני ישראל, אלו
ש... Of course it distances us from us to people of Israel.
אבל זה בזה שמרחיק...
Of course this distances them, but by distancing them,
ובהתאם לזה...
They can be next to each other. And this is everyone towards the Creator.
ההרחקה הזאת, המשפטים האלה,
Therefore, these sentences, these judgments that are being revealed are showing us that we can recognize them, know them, accept them, and correct them. It's like what you learn in school. When you rise from one grade to another, you're given exercises that are more difficult. That's how we need to understand. Every day, if we advance, we are given greater and greater disturbances, and we need to solve them, understand them, arrange them, and specifically by them.
How do we discern the reward from next world, and how do we?
When we advance, it seems like we're doing so for reward. And when we advance, with the help of the reforming light, we can see that through this reward, we're working, but rather we're studying and learning from a different reward to be liked by the Creator, to connect to everyone, to the Creator and to the friends. As this stature is more important to me than receiving anything that we thought we could have as a reward before. That's how a person, when he rises from one degree to the next, he changes his intention and eventually changes his reward.
Alex Merevadim.
Last question, Alex from Revadim. How do we correctly balance the opposite forces that revealed in Rosh Hashanah? Is it the light of Chassadim?
It's written about that and also for the previous question about the reward. That the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. Where we come to a state in which to observe this connection against my desire is actually the best action, the greatest action I would like to happen. I don't demand any reward, just to keep this thing, meaning to carry the suitcase without thinking about the reward, if we're thinking about that example. Like that person who takes the suitcase from the big person who comes. Meaning the reward of a commandment of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Meaning the reward of the, another reward of the mitzvah is to know the commander or the commandment.
Please.
Rav, I want to ask about the mutual guarantee that we talked about before. We're awake now back in the center. And what has been revealed is that from day to day we are depending on each friend in the ten. Without each of the friends being accurate in the work, I feel this sort of weakness. I can't do the actions. What is it that the more we connect, I feel like I really need the avut from each friend. If one of them falters, then the whole world is not stable.
Right, and I'm happy to hear this. That's how I see it on you. Those of you who are participating there together and are also feeling that because of the COVID and all kinds of such reasons, all of a sudden, a few people are missing, so you're feeling the extent in which you're dependent on one another. I recommend to all our friends all around the world to nevertheless awaken the connection between us in a more internal way, so that we will feel the extent in which we're dependent on one another. And that we will feel this general big ship, not the small ship of the ten, or even less than the ten, what each and every one has. As we're connecting more and more, and we need to come to a state that we will truly have a big ship like Noah built, where we all enter into the big ark with all our forces, still vegetative, animal, and speaking, and that is in each and every one of us and all of us together. And we're closing ourselves up in there and let the flood take place outside of us. It won't harm us. Rather, we need to be connected, and this whole external flood is just so that we will perform a more meaningful internal connection. And this is how we will come to a state in which the ten will truly be revealed, in which the Creator can begin to be revealed to the whole world.
That
the physical action that we were always in the lessons every day, it's now nothing new. But the fact that we came back all of a sudden and we're sitting together, that increases the inner connection between us.
Because you're no longer you who left the place back then. You're each and every one of you is different now. And also the connection is different, and your willingness to connect is different. That's the main thing. You're feeling that there's an internal connection between you. And it's not dependent on each and every one, but rather from above, we are being managed as one bundle more and more than before. Not that it's the end of connection, but already you are inscribed, you're drawn towards it. You are in one vessel.
Yes.
I'm happy to hear, I see it, and this is how we will continue together. You will feel an inclination, a yearning to connection to the presence of the friends together with you. That without that, it's kind of like I don't feel that I'm somewhat there. Where are they? It's like Joseph who was seeking his brethren, his brothers. Where are they? I want to be with them. And then more and more we will enter to connection. These are amazing things that are happening to us. After, I would say, thousands of years. So this happens to the regular, simple people in this world, different people who are connecting, and the Creator is beginning to collect them, gather them, and make from them a new humanity.
תסתכל על החברים,
Look at the friends. If you can see how they're yearning to connect between them in an external way, if you can feel how they're yearning for that internal form, and take it as an example and do it. I don't have anything else to recommend. Either you take that or you take an example from what we're reading, and from this reading, you try to learn how to connect with everyone. We are in situations that are becoming practical states for building the kli for the revelation of the Creator. Where all the groups, the parts of the groups, doesn't matter, but all of us are beginning to be in one general vessel, which is made up of all kinds of parts, and it also not in a connection exactly between them, but where they're drawn, despite the languages, despite the distance, even the misunderstanding and the ego in each of them, the desire, rejection, because we are trying to overcome this, we're even agreeing to overcome. Then from that, we will have soon the degree of revelation. And we will have a new year, a new state.
Yes. I wanted to ask on the process that you described earlier, where gradually you reach a state where you're ready to work without reward. What is the force that moves you if you don't have a reward?
Reward, yes, of course, without a reward, a person cannot do anything. But what type is the reward? When we say no reward, no reward to for our ego. I want to see everyone connected, loved in one bundle, the Creator fills them and rejoices from them. That's my reward.
And where is this word reward felt?
Inside of me, of course. Inside that new desire that appears in me. After starting to receive vessels of bestowal.
Clear. So earlier you mentioned that we need to activate more of this internal effort on our connection. What does it mean to activate the inner connection? What do you really do in order to activate the inner connection?
I understand that in order to attain the goal, we need to be connected. In order to be connected, we need as much as possible to come closer to one another, although we can't truly do it, but at least like touching one another. And the Creator will do everything, so we would be incorporated in one another. And this vessel that's incorporated of all of our parts, this and that, and this and that, and this and that, this is called 10 Sefirot, correctly connected internally, where each Sefira is included of all the other Sefirot, and then we'll have one Partsuf, one soul.
Okay, so what I'm trying to understand is, in what do you strengthen this inner connection where you don't have interaction with the friends? I have today many points of interaction with the friends throughout the day, from the lesson to the rest of the day. We have.
You should try to build in you the template of the entire group. The mold. I wish to feel in me all the friends. As Rabash writes, that they are standing in my heart. And I want them to be inside my heart, connected. And ultimately, I want this to be my heart. That's how I would like to advance, and I'm asking the Creator to connect them together even more and more, and fill my heart with love, which is His quality, and in this way, I would like to feel them, and my heart, that will be corrected. I would like to open up to them, to pour it on them, to connect with them.
Last question. I also hear from you today and generally in the past couple of days that we can attain something very real in a short amount of time. So what do we need to focus on to attain in the very short time that we have?
Just as we discussed throughout this entire lesson, connection of all the friends in the heart of each and every one, and then we'll try to connect our hearts. It's 10, incorporated of 10, and everyone is included in 10.
Excerpt
number 16. It is said in the Rosh Hashanah prayer, and they shall all become one society. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, you stand today, as the day at times shines. Sorry. You stand today as the day at times shines and at times darkens. So it is with you when it is dark for you. The light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. When you are all one society, as it is written, alive every one of you this day. Usually, if someone takes a pile of branches, can he break them all at once? But if taken one at a time, even a baby can break them. Similarly, you find that Israel will not be redeemed until they are all one society. As it is said, in those days and at that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the sons of Judah together. Thus, when they are united, they receive the face of divinity. I presented the words of the Midrash, so that you don't think that the issue of a group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidism. Rather, it is the teaching of our sages, who saw how necessary was the uniting of hearts into a single group for the reception of the face.
It's Moscow 3.
Спасибо. Учитель, непонятно, почему, если мы становимся одним целым, становится легче.
It's not clear why if we are all together, it's easier for us. What becomes easier for us?
If we connect, it's not that it's becoming easier.
It says
easy. It means that we feel more what the Creator wants of us. We feel what more we can do in order to resemble Him. Because each and every one, if he works with his desire, with his individual intellect, he doesn't understand at all what it means to be spiritual. Because spiritual is inclusive, is whole, is a complete structure, its nature in its entirety. So only after connecting as one bundle, when we annul ourselves to one another, we connect to one another. Meaning there's work here on two levels. Annulment is one thing, and above the annulment, the work towards the other, on the other side. Meaning not only in chasadim, where we cancel one towards the other, each one towards the others, but also when we do it wisely, when we take the desires of the other and we work with it, seemingly trying to fill them, then it turns out that we're connecting in such a way that we're incorporated of one another, we're very tightly together, assembled together in the complete incorporation in one another. And then we go back to be as one. And to the extent that we go back to be as one, we begin to understand, to feel, to attain what is the Creator, because He is one. We assemble Him from separate parts, broken, distant parts. And out of this connection, we're building for ourselves the concept of the Creator, Boe, come and see Boe. Otherwise, we can't attain Him as wholeness that is above the shattering. We cannot attain Him this way because we are the created beings. We can only, from the shattering, we can try and build and such parts that will be connected between them until the connection between them is going to give us the feeling of wholeness.
Paul,
go ahead.
Rav, what do we feel from the state of one bundle where all the desires of the friends become the same?
No, the desires do not become the same. Rather, all the desires, they connect relative to that person who attains the connection, who attains the unity. He attains them as one concept. So he begins to get to know what does it mean to be one. Inside this one, there are actions, phenomena that are the Creator. Also, the Creator is attained for us as light, as qualities within the vessel. We can't attain anything else as created beings.
I have 10 friends in the 10. What do I feel? I don't know what it means to feel the Kli. What do I feel?
You feel that you're incorporated of everyone, and specifically because you're incorporated of them, out of that you have the opportunity of understanding what it means to be in unity, to be in separation, and then to be in connection. Then from this entire process of differentiation and integration, you begin to understand the difference as well as the connection between them. From that, you begin to understand the actions of the Creator. As it's written, from your actions we shall know you. We don't attain Him, but rather from His actions that are passing over us as shattering and later as connection, we attain Him, His unity.
Unity.
Rav, tu hai appena dato una risposta a Mosca 3.
Rav, you gave the answer to Moscow 3, and I'm surprised from the answer because I see how everything that I want to do individually is so lacking importance in the 10. How important it is it for us, all of us together, on the level of the 10? As you say, that the fact we're all together
It brings to equality between us. And also a person who arrived a year ago, as well as the more senior students, it brings us all to the same level in the ten.
To the same level, it brings us to the same level in the ten, but each one of us has his own role, his own state, his own individual place. The tens, the ten is sfirot. Individual sfirot cannot exchange places with one another. Each one has its own quality, each one remains with its own nature. When it is born, when it points to the heart and all those things, it simply develops more and more. Therefore, we need especially to be united, crystallized in the ten, and each one has one sphira, and in cooperation with the others, he will see how he can add to the others, and then he will be called a sphira. When I'm incorporated of all my friends, and I
ozer lahem,
and I help them, I'm drawn to them, I pull from them, and so on and so forth. Then it means that I ignite everyone on my part. And each and every one is like that. Each one becomes a sphira, from the word sapir, something that shines, sapphire. The more I shine to others, the more I become a sphira inside the other sphira, inside our vessel. So it turns out that here we have to have internal connection with mutual help to one another.
Yes, Rav. What specific quality are we focusing on during our connections and the effort of connections during Rosh Hashanah?
Right now, we're establishing for ourselves a new form for our spiritual development, and that is to be together as a single bundle, and we should all resemble the Creator together. That's it. The beginning of the year means a new beginning, a new head.
What sort of ways of connecting is this bundle? Is this different than normal? What is the focus? What are we doing exactly when we are coming to one bundle? What sort of connection do we really focus on? What do we have to do in the
temple?
A new kind of connection, because we understand more, we feel more, we arrange things more correctly on our end, relative to the goal. We understand how we need to move. Everything is accepted, received, revealed, and solved in the ten. And the way we feel it now, so our tens will connect. But eventually, or ultimately, this will be the ten, and in it will reach the end of correction.
Africa 1.
Oui, bonjour, Rav. Comment construire et correctement et le groupe à l'intérieur de nos cœurs?
How do we correctly build the group correctly within our heart?
It's to try and feel that we depend on one another. There are a few people before me, each one with his own nature, his own desire, each one his own feeling, his own view of the world.
And
I wish to connect with their hearts to the Creator. Meaning in each one of them there is something that's aimed at the Creator, or otherwise it wouldn't be with us. So there is something that's aimed at the Creator. If this part, with this part, in Him, I wish to be connected. I would like for this part in Him to also exist in my heart. And in this way, we advance. And then I take His part from His heart, and from each and every one, and I take it with me, and I move forward towards the Creator, towards the end of correction. And they do the same thing with us, with me, and that's how we approach Him. Until we connect with all our hearts, all of us together, with the one Creator.
Thanks, Rob. What is it that is a person who works for the...
that he takes the entire group and he wants to change it, so in this way he sees that he can't do it with all the groups, so maybe he'll try to break them to one by one, and that's incorrect. That's wrong work, and we should be... Let's read
Number 17. The day of sentencing was set for Tishrei, as it is a time of goodwill, when the Creator consented to Moses, and that will awakens upon us this time each day and every year. However, it is still a time of sentencing, and one should awaken for complete tshuva more than on the rest of the year. The essence of tshuva is to unite with each and every one in love and in one heart, and to work the Creator shoulder to shoulder. By this, the world of tshuva, the world of rachamim, mercy, and the world of ratzon, goodwill, awaken. He implied this by saying, and all are scanned in one scan. This means that we must cling and connect to one another, and to close into one another in one in the heart of each other, each one, so we become one bundle to work with the Creator, to work the Creator wholeheartedly. Good morning. It feels like this idea of being like a bundle. It's like the idea of our vote. It's like you're waiting for something to happen, but there's nothing really to wait for. Everything depends on me. You have the whole world kli, the whole group here. It's all as one bundle. So what do I lack in order to feel it this way?
Incorporate with them. Become included in them. What's the problem?
No, it's not the problem. I think that I'm doing the work of incorporating and including and nullifying. Something that's not dependent on time. It just depends on me. Something I feel like I need to change. I don't even really know how to express it in words.
It doesn't work, in short. It's not working out.
Yeah, it's like the Creator doesn't work. I don't know how to say it.
The Creator doesn't want. It's your ego doesn't want. Why do you say it's the Creator?
That's clear. That's why I'm asking. Why? Where else can I?
We need to raise the right request. And of course, whatever happens, happens with the assistance of the Creator. But it will happen on the condition that you ask properly. And to ask properly, you have to nullify towards the friends, become included in them, ask of them, not in words, just do anything so they will want to help you as well. And so this way together you will incorporate with each other, achieve a single shared deficiency towards the same goal and the same means, which is a single request, a single prayer. And then when you ask, you will get a response.
Thanks.
But do it.
Passage 18. The most important is true connection and love and affection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and sweetening of judgments. When you gather together in love and friendship, by this, all the judgments are removed, sweetened with mercy, and complete mercy, and disclosed chasadim, mercy, grace, are revealed in the world by connecting.
Ну вот сейчас, когда последний вопрос был, в Дрору, среди прочего, сказали такое, что нужно обращаться к товарищам.
Now, whenever Dror asked the question, you said you have to turn to the friends. What is this inner plea to the friends?
To the friends that you're connected with them. You need to turn to them, yeah? You should see the friends more and more as partners, as pieces of your vessel, and that together, in your common effort, group effort, you're moving from one state to the other. You should try to see it that way and...
PT6, how do we recognize what the nature of each and every one is in the 10, the quality of each friend, and then by that be able to give the most?
What is each one's nature in the 10? We don't need to know that. We need to know that each one, even though each one is egoistic by nature, like everyone, each one still has an inclination, a desire to be connected to the friends, and besides that, also connect to discovering in the connection between everyone the quality of bestowal and love called the Creator. Please.
I heard that you said now that as long as I'm illuminating to the friend, I become the sphere. How can I do that?
How to illuminate, to shine to them, to show them that I want connection. That's it.
Hebrew 1. When will each one be called the Sfira? What, the Sfira will change in each and every new connection, or is something constant?
When I'm connected to everyone, I want to absorb desire from everyone. I want to raise that desire to the Creator and receive from the Creator fulfillment for everyone, not for myself, to only be the conduit to my friends. Then I become a sefira. I shine upon them. Next.
I'm not able to understand how to nullify before a friend, even whenever I don't see them or speak with them. What's this inner connection?
I wish to help all of them, help all of us be connected together. Very simple.
Clearly, the measure of egoism inherent in every creature is a necessary condition in the actual existence of the creature.
Otherwise, it would not survive. So we need egoism to exist in each and every one. Right?
Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. Yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
No questions?
We got a question here in the study hall.
Yes.
We read a... We had a kind of a wrong passage here. Can I ask about what we read at the beginning? He yes. says that the only hope here is to arrange for ourselves this national education in a, from a new way, on a basic, to reveal again this national love that's imprinted in us. This is what from this text here that we have. It's not clear to me, because the nation of Israel did not come from this natural love. It doesn't have this mutual root. So what does it mean to come back to it and revive it if it doesn't exist in us from the beginning?
He wants to say that as we once had, when we were in very, very primitive forms, such as families and clans, and we all cared for each other instinctively, like you see in any primitive forms of mankind. So that kind of primitive concern, but on a different level now, above the height of the ego, with its possessions and so forth, now it has to dwell in us, between us as well.
Yeah, but the nation of Israel doesn't come from these families. It's all these individuals that united around the idea of connection and not from something biological.
But we learn that in Babylon there was also a connection between people, and there were singular things, as he says, meaning that people lived in a very calm, natural way and in mutual concern towards each other. That's how they built their society. And then when there was an eruption, then it stopped. And what is the whole foundation of Israel, the people of Israel? That Abraham said, we can go back to such a society where we all care for each other and we all live as one, beautifully. That foundation, that essence remained.
So meaning it's something that exists within each person, some kind of sense that he needs to revive within him, between us?
Yes, it exists in each and every one, and this is called the point in the heart that we long to discover, and we aspire to reach that state because we recognize in our heart, even if maybe we don't understand, but it's left there as a reshimo, a record, that if we don't create such a commune, unique commune between us where each one cares for the other as one man in one heart, all Israel are friends and so forth, so without that, we won't be able to coexist at all. And we're only moving towards nothing.
Meaning also between the people who don't have any biological original connection, they have this...
Ken. As it was in Babylon. From all the evil.
Points come together between the nationalism of Israel and the blows of humanity. Where is this mutual point between them?
Israel, meaning those who feel, understand, hear about the means for the correction of the world. It's not those who are registered as Jews. That's totally unrelated. But those who hear that only connection between people is the only true, correct, effective cure that really helps healing everyone from all the troubles and plights, diseases, hunger, war, everything. So those who understand it, feel it, to some extent belong to it, they have to continue and publicize it in all of humanity, in the whole world. And then the world will start awakening, the Creator will help us connect, and then we'll become as one bundle, as he says, and by that we'll understand our vocation, our role.
Last question. What depends on the ability to hear this world? How can they hear it?
The plagues. The less food there is, the more hurricanes there are, and the more diseases erupt.
There's no other way, right? That this is the only way? Blows?
If we're all a will to receive, then only by blows we can aim our ear to be attentive to what Kabbalists say.
So what's the benefit of this whole path? Like, what's the good, how do we get out of this in a good way?
But to the extent that they begin to listen, to the extent that some troubles begin to appear in the world, we already must go out and advertise as much as we can in all languages with all our means. We already have to advertise what is the reason for the troubles and what could be the solution.
And they'll hear that after the blows.
No, it's possible, as it says, that the wise has his eyes looking forward, meaning that they'll hear it before the blows are there.
That's exactly the question. That's exactly the question. So maybe we can take this medicine before the blow.
By dissemination. Nothing else. It's like Jonah the prophet that goes out and cries and says, soon, soon, this, and until he is heard.
Rav, I wanted to ask, continuing the questions of duty, so then what exactly is the Creator good that does good if the ability to hear is only by blows?
So again, we say, we have to do our part. The Creator doesn't want to deliver blows onto humanity, but only to the extent that he adjusts them to hearing. And it's possible that there will be like some sort of a warning, like there is now. And some nations suffer more blows because they can't be adjusted and straightened without it, and others could do well with just some threatening fingers, and depends who and what. You see how it happens in the world.
Yeah, but from the Creator, the trend is to just bring everyone towards Him. Okay, but on the other hand, we see that everything that happens, it's a process of just blows until a person's able to, from his own desire, go in the direction of the Creator.
Yes, of course. That's to begin with. You are asking about it now.
No, I'm just trying. I'm trying to understand where's the good that does good. If at the end of the day,
to the extent of equivalence of form, we begin to reveal that the Creator is good that does good, and that the blows we suffered, it wasn't us who suffered, but it's our will to receive in order to receive, our ego that suffered it, and we completely didn't suffer it to the extent that we are in order.
Бальсилам пишет здесь о том, что необходимо воспитать.
Bal-Salam writes here that we have to educate about the nationalism, national education. How is this connected to the education system we have now in our nations?
The difference between the education that should be and that there is now is the goal. What are we educating the generation for? Are we educating them to be an example for others without pressure, but only by connecting to everyone and together with everyone, transforming all of humanity to a single bundle, to one man with one heart, one world, or one nation, and then all of us, with no differences of color or any other differences, we all become simply human beings as one bundle. And by that, we all connect in a complete way to the single Creator. That's the whole education that the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us. All right, Denis. Okay, so we have give one.
Thanks, Rav. So you're saying that we need to bring or explain to people in our dissemination the necessity for connection, and this is how we can influence the development of this crisis, more or less. But maybe what kind of connection are we speaking about here that can avoid these wars? What is it? Something about nationalism? What kind of connection are we speaking about here? What is it? Kabbalistic connection? Something about in the ten and with the Creator?
To the extent that people of the world feel themselves in a general, shared, single plight, and that they have no choice and no path or understanding how to emerge from that state, where they all just want to eat each other up, then we need to explain that the correction of the world is specifically in connection. And instead of war, we have to activate forces of connection. And only in that way will we see how we reach a world filled with good. Because the negative, bad forces that we reveal between us, they work on all of nature. And we'll see how we are causing this balance to planet Earth, to all of nature, to the whole climate and everything. It's not going to let us survive, because we are causing these contrasts, these contradictions, specifically through our lack of connection between us. So there's no one to turn to or to blame or to complain to besides ourselves. In our attitude of hatred and animosity and hostility towards each other, we awaken these forces of nature in a way that they start growing crazy and come back.
Prayer within.
We have to try and connect between us to a single heart as much as we can, and from what we establish as a single desire, from that we raise the prayer to the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Да, вот то, что сейчас происходит в мире, это беспокоит многих из нас. Это
what's happening now in the world? It's pretty worrying. It's a true. It's a true concern. We're a little bit lost how to correctly disseminate. We're learning about, yeah, connection. That's what we understand correct. But the question is, can we somehow influence through this means, this tool called connection? Yeah, there's a lot of people in that speak Russian and Ukrainian. What's the role here of the women in the world Kli as well?
I can't offer you connections between countries that are at war. It's not my job, and I'm afraid that I'll also do some harm to you by that. So I'll just say one thing. In the heart, without external revealed actions, of course, it is good if you are connected together. And that is closer to the final correction, and that draws the light that reforms from above. But in terms of your revealed actions, if you start writing about it and talking about it, I don't know. I really recommend to first think about it seriously and be certain that it's not going to evoke any bad forces against you. So be cautious. And it's better if we all pray for you. These two nations, that they will truly connect internally and finally, throughout all of their long history, come to connection. Because they always had some